Good morning and welcome to Her Story Celebration of Women's History Month. My name is Terry, and throughout the month of March, we'll be highlighting the vital role played by women in history, which is the goal of Her Story. So today, let's celebrate the life of Sarah Emma Evelyn Edmonds. Sarah Emma Evelyn Edmonds was born in December 1841 in New Brunswick, Canada. She received scant education as a child, but she did enjoy reading and was greatly inspired by Fanny Campbell, The Female Pirate Captain, written by Maturin Murray Ballou. Sometime in the 1850s, Sarah ran away from home and became an itinerant Bible salesman. She dressed as a man and went by the name of Frank Thompson. Her disguise was undoubtedly inspired by Ballou's book. Sarah gradually made her way west, and by 1861, she was living in Flint, Michigan. Shortly after the outbreak of the Civil War, she enlisted as Franklin Flint Thompson in a volunteer infantry company that became Company F, 2nd Michigan Infantry. Sarah, a.k.a. Frank, took part in the battles of Blackburn's Ford, in the First Bull Run, and in the Peninsular Campaign of 1862. She was also at Fredericksburg in December, where she was an aide to Colonel Orlando M. Poe. Several times, she undertook intelligence missions behind Confederate lines in various disguises, first as a male field nurse, then as a black man named Cuff. In order to pull off that disguise, she had to dye her skin with silver nitrate and wear a black wig. Sometimes, she would become an Irish peddler woman named Bridget O'Shea, selling apples and soap. At other times, she would appear as a black laundress. Some of these times, places, and disguises have been disputed, but most seem historically correct. Her military career ended when she contracted malaria. Fearing discovery, she checked herself into a private hospital to recuperate. Sadly, when her health was restored, she discovered that Franklin Thompson was now listed as a deserter. So she turned to work as a nurse for the U.S. Christian Commission using the name Sarah Edmonds. She married in 1867 and began securing affidavits from old Army comrades in order to apply for a veteran's pension. The pension, which was $12 a month, was finally granted in 1884 to Sarah E.E. Seeley, her married name. Of course, it was granted, actually, to Frank F. Thompson. She was the only woman to be mustered into the Grand Army of the Republic as a regular member. She was introduced into the Michigan Hall of Fame in 1992.